2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic. Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Hey parents, you heard what's going on in Utah schools, so tonight when your kids come home from school, you got to ask them all about that hashtag devious lick to see if they've heard about it or not, or if they participated in it or not. Because if they did and they broke something at school, or they stole something from school, yeah, they could be breaking the law.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
We just went in depth with the Canyon School District spokesperson about what the devious lick is. It is a trend that got its start on the latest social media craze, TikTok.
So this is how it works. Students record themselves. They record themselves stealing or vandalizing something from the school. Devious lick. Devious lick means is slang for easy to rob. It's ranged from, you know, disposable masks to toilets. One report has someone stealing a smart whiteboard that is worth several thousands of dollars. And yeah, guess what? It's happening here in Utah.
We heard from Jeff Haney of the Canyon School District moments ago that it is happening all over schools in the district, as well as schools, you know, all over Utah. They're doing some crazy stuff. They're like smashing mirrors in the locker rooms.
Stealing soap dispensers.
One of the, what is it, like vandals did something devious to the urinal.
You're getting me in trouble here. They rerouted the urinal so that when you flush, it comes out versus going down. Now, I'm not laughing because I approve, but listen, things can be wrong and still be funny. Rerouting the urinal.
We're asking, y'all, what do you think the punishment should be? Now, Jeff pointed out when he joined the show that this could amount to some pretty serious charges. If you'd cause more than $1,000 worth of damage at a school, it could mean that this kid, the kids that get caught, if they get caught, face some felony charges. It may be in juvenile court. It may not be, because a lot of seniors are 18 years old. You'd be charged as an adult. That's why you got to have this conversation with your child. You got to look. We want to only get you through high school with a yearbook photo, not a mugshot. What would you do if your what would your punishment be if your kid got caught participating in this devious lick?
Okay, so my initial reaction is throw the book at them, right? Drop the hammer, ruin their lives.
Toss them out of school.
If it's my kid.
Toss them out of school?
Yeah, that's my first reaction. Okay. That's the wrong reaction.
It is.
It's got to be proportional.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if you cause thousands of dollars of damage, then guess what? You're going to have to pay the fine. You're going to have to, you know, go through the process. If they want to press charges, be less dumb. But if they steal a soap dispenser, you know, maybe we don't do the mugshot. Maybe we don't arrest them for the soap dispenser.
So this screams entitlement to me. Kids feeling entitled.
Oh, entitlement?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think they're trying to be funny.
So if, no, they're not. They're, this isn't funny. They know better. They're not, a lot of these kids it's are in funny. High school. They know. I mean, better. It, they know better.
It's
they,
wrong. It's inappropriate. But a lot of the stuff they're doing is.
To them,
it's so why it's to them. It's funny.
Okay. Well, it's not funny to me.
No,
I'm the mom. I'm putting myself in the mom's shoes, and you know, I can get a pretty mean mom look, but I feel like I would have done this if my kids would have been caught doing this. That I definitely would have made them do community service, and they would have had to work off, you know, every dime of the damage that they did. I would make them hold up a sign at the school that says, "I'm the one that rewired the urinal." Reconfigured the urinal. I don't know where that sound's coming from. Everybody's here. Are you hearing it? You got it?
Yeah.
You got it under control over there, Noriega?
I don't know why my alarms are going off.
Okay. They would definitely hold up that sign out front of the school. I'm the one that reconfigured the urinal. I'm sorry.
I rerouted the plumbing in the urinal. That would be an amazing sign to hold up.
We also have a lot of comments on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. You know, what would you do? What do you expect the punishment to be? A lot of folks, Dave, feel like the parents should have to pay for the damage. Children get to serve detention. Parents pay for the damage. Some feel like the kids should be charged, fined them for vandalism or theft.
Let me address that parents pay the charge.
Yeah, let's
that go. Is the last thing that should happen.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah, I'm not paying.
The kids should be responsible for it. Now, if he's got to work off vacuuming halls after school, you pay a minimum wage until it's worked off. The last thing I want is the parents to be responsible yeah. for it. That's got to fall on the kid.
I can't agree with you more. I totally agree with you.
Too many parents just say, he's so busy.
I'm not walking into the school office with my checkbook open.
No
you
way.
Know, how much do I owe you for the damage my kid caused to the urinal? Uh-uh. You know what they're doing? And I'm sending him back to the school with a toothbrush, not to vacuum the hall, but to scrub the floor with a toothbrush. Like it vacuuming is like nothing to a child. No, how are you actually going to understand that this was absolutely egregious? You're going to go behind the school and you're going to pull all the weeds back
yes,
there.
Yes, love it.
Right?
Other duties as assigned.
Let me think of more. I mean, I actually did the toothbrush thing with my son. A bunch of kids came over and they drew on the sidewalk in front of my house and in my driveway with crayon. You can't get crayon off a sidewalk.
You can't get crayon off the sidewalk?
I sent them outside with a toothbrush and some Dawn dishwashing soap. You know what? Nothing takes crayon off of a sidewalk. Marin posted on our KSL News Radio Facebook page, prosecute them. It's vandalism. Make them accountable for their actions. You don't think they should be prosecuted, though, Dave?
A 14-year-old?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Why not give them a record? Listen, you can hold them accountable without, you know, dropping the hammer of criminal charges.
Oh, Rhonda says, I work for a junior high, and they've been stealing the soap dispensers. If they are caught, and they've caught two, they get a $100 fine.
Yes.
They get a $100 fine. Let me see. I don't know what the law says James. But when you, when you destroy property, that's not yours. Well, if it's over a certain amount of money, it could be a felony.
Yeah. I think a lot of kids, especially the high school seniors, they don't realize that when you're 17, 18 years old, the rules are different for you.
Yeah.
If you're 13, 14 years old and you're a 7th and 8th grader and you're causing a little mischief, that's one thing. If you're 17 or 18 years old, it's a whole different ballgame.
Here's where it becomes dangerous, Dave, and it's not just fun. Nikki says, it happened at a middle school in Lehigh. The kids took the soap dispensers. Oh, ha, ha, ha. But she's also hearing that they might have taken the fire extinguishers.
Yeah. Well, because as we heard from, I want to replay this principal. Oh, we're out of time. Anyway, the principal said what he's most concerned about is it starts off with a soap dispenser, and then the kids try to one-up each other. And then it's the toilet, and then it's the big screen television, right? They one-up each other, and that's where it gets dangerous and bad.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.